The comedian Bo Burnham has been writing poetry.
I have a rabbit's foot and I feel lucky that I have it, but I still know that it must have come from one unlucky rabbit.
He's put out a book of poems in the style of Shel Silverstein. Egghead even includes drawings that mimic those of the famous children's author.
Incomparable. You're incomparable. Like a... This next poem is called...
Bo Burnham is 23. And his move into books, into old media, comes after years of huge success on the internet. We sat down to talk with him about making a career out of a start on YouTube. He was a high school junior way back in the old days, 2007, when he started posting videos of himself playing guitar and singing while sitting on his bed at home.
My name is Bo, for show, a born Bostonian, Aryan librarian of the word Smithsonian. The rap is scattered, it has its ingenuity, I gave it this little part to give it continuity.
Some of his videos have been seen 20 million times.
The strange thing was, when I was starting on YouTube, even the paradigm of YouTube, an internet sensation or whatever, that didn't really exist, so I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Six years ago, something like that.
December 2006 was the first one.
Which technologically is a different universe almost.
I know, it's terrifying.
Something about Bo Burnham's absurdity and charm turned his viewers into fans. He got an agent. He decided against going to college, and he's been writing ever since. For a season, he had an MTV show, a mockumentary about the kind of aspiring teenage star he had once been.
Brace yourselves, America. You are watching exclusive behind-the-scenes footage of a pre-celebrity. Yesterday, I, Zach Stone, graduated from high school. Today is the first day of the rest of my life.
Zach Stone is gonna be famous. Zach Stone is gonna be famous.
In making the show, I sort of set out as like, okay, I'll make the anti-story of me. I'll create the person that I exactly don't want people to perceive me as, you know. And that was coming from a very negative and sort of cynical place. But then when I actually had to play the character, I realized that, well, I don't think necessarily the want to become famous as a kid is all bad.
Wait a minute. When you say something you went into very, very cynically, do you mean the television program or do you mean your entire career you went into very cynically?
Oh, no. I guess I just mean the conception of the television show is a bit of like a negative image.
Right.
It almost feels like nowadays that my generation should only be mocked when you're expressing it artistically in a way with any sort of integrity. It seems like, this is the group that's just always on their phones and always on Facebook and only want attention and are just constantly like broadcasting themselves online. But I do have a very large respect for young people. I have a respect for young people's hunger for information and density, which I think is more than ever. And they demand you need to make the material worth it every single second or I'm going to get bored by you.
What did you mean by density?
Since the attention span is slightly smaller, you can't really coast for any amount of time
or you're going to lose
there. Your audience. Yeah.
As it happened, Bo Burnham's MTV show did lose its audience. It was canceled. But Burnham has gone on to star in a series of Vine videos, which anybody can post from a smartphone and which can only be 6 seconds long.
Don't you hate it when you call your girlfriend? She's all like, for the last time, I'm not your girlfriend, okay? We met once at a party. How did you get this number?
The vowels are A, E, I, O, U, and some... No, I already said I.
My puns aren't just bad. They're terrible.
The internet is a ruthless world. Your joke finds an audience instantly or instantly vanishes. You may never know just why. Yet Bo Burnham believes the sudden growth of his internet following freed him to be weirder, less polished, more of an individual.
You know, the fact that I didn't come up through the comedy club scene and I wasn't struggling to make an act that would, you know, kill at any city at any night with any crowd that has any level of intoxication, which I think homogenizes like a lot of comedy. I think the comedy clubs tend to homogenize the acts a little bit because they force them to be palatable in way too many environments.
Yeah.
And since I got an audience before I even had a comic voice, my material that really wasn't worthy of an audience somehow got it slightly unfairly, but I think I took advantage of that. But the comedy club environment, unless you're very careful of it, it kind of creates a very tough, very, I think, masculine comedian that can be very combatant on a, you know, 12 p.m. Saturday show when the crowd's getting a little rowdy. And the best thing that those comedy clubs can produce is Louis C.K. You know, Louis C.K. and Bill Burr. And those people are amazing. They are perfect comedians. But it's almost like that's the peak that that can produce. As opposed to, I think I was able to make this sort of weird, slightly androgynous theatrical comedy that would have been squashed had I brought it around the clubs.
And he's now put his weirdness into that Shel Silverstein-style book of poetry called Egghead.
This poem's called Ashley. Little Ashley hung magazine spreads in her wall after picking the magazines out in the mall. Models and actresses, singers and more, with cleavage and makeup and glamour galore. All of her heroes were finally near her. Her whole room looked perfect, except for the mirror.
Oh, that to me has that kind of Shel Silverstein quality of it's kind of silly, but it's also kind of dark.
Yeah, a little dark, and it's quite literal in its themes. You know, like I'm a fan of a lot of poets that I, you know, I don't try to call myself a poet, but I know that my stuff is pretty literal and that the themes are pretty simple and on the surface. But I think there's sort of a new poetry nowadays, too, with just the sort of condensed, sort of streamlined language of you know, Twitter and all this.
Any given tweet can be a poem or a pretty much.
Yeah, it's that's sort of been, I think, a lot of my struggle creatively. Can I mine this sort of new frenetic mindset? Because I think I'm part of it as much as anyone of my generation. I'm bored way too easily. I'm staring at screens half the day. I need to be overstimulated. And how will that express itself artistically?
The new book by Bo Burnham is called Egghead, or You Can't Survive on Ideas Alone. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Before YouTube, I walked through life, and now I frolic. YouTube's been like a father to me, except YouTube's not an alcoholic.
Bo Burnham performing Welcome to YouTube on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.